gifted them a two-goal lead. Shocking defending for both goals. Needless to say, that message was obviously delivered at half-time. We've given ourselves an absolute mountain to climb unnecessarily when it was absolutely plain to see that when it was 0-0, we were dominating the game. Even when it went to 1-0, we were dominating the game. You could see their coaches on the touchline. They were panicking. They couldn't cope with us. But then when you give a team the opportunity to go 2-0 up, they came out in the second half and just stuck all their men behind the ball. And we just killed ourselves, because then you sound, as opposed to you playing against the team whereby they're trying to get a goal as well, so they maybe take a few more risks, there's a bit more open, there's a bit more space to play. All they're thinking about is stopping the ball going in the back of our net. And it made it very, very difficult.
As you said, the two goals were pretty poor to give away. Both of them seemed to produce surprise reactions when they hit the back of the net. What could have been done, or what should have been done, to prevent them?
Weren't tight enough for the first goal when they were attacking down the left-hand side of the pitch, which has allowed the ball to get into the centre forward. The distance between the left side of centre half and the left back when that ball's been played was too big. So when Guthrie pulled off Beera, he should have been coming into Elliott, but Elliott was too wide. For the second one again, we haven't stopped the cross into the box and got out-muscled in the box. He's got turned and then they've got a shot off and it's deflected and gone in the goal.
Having said all that, second half, Colchester sat back a little bit more, you piled on the pressure. You got one goal, you chucked everything, plucked the kitchen sink and more at them in the second half. You just couldn't get that second goal right at the last minute.
We created chances when we were playing 4-3-3, we created chances when we played 4-4-2, we created chances when we played 3-5-2. We've gifted them two goals, and the chances that we had an absolute gift of a chance in the first half, which we've not taken either. And if you don't take your chances, if you defend like that in both boxes of the pitch, if you defend like that in your defensive half of the pitch, on a couple of occasions you're going to get punished, and if you don't punish the opposition when you get in behind them, then you can only expect a defeat from the game, which is disappointing because we're in there, and that's three games now, Newport, Carlisle and this game, where we've come here and absolutely dominated the opposition, and we haven't got what we should have done out of the game, but we've only got ourselves to blame for that.
I suppose the chance you're referring to in the first half, the one for Curtis West, and it's one of those chances, and we've seen it in the games, like those games that you mentioned there, we've missed great chances, and come to the end of the game, you're left ruining them. What can be done on the training field, and how can you transfer that into games that can make you be more clinical in front of goal?
Well, it's difficult really, because if we weren't creating chances, then you talk about, you know, working on patterns of play, what you want, movement of players when each different position receives the ball, where you want them to be. But that's not the issue. We're creating the chances, we're just not taking them. So trust me, we're doing finishing practices every day, but you know, there's no set way that you change these things around, because all the players are technically good enough to take the chances. At the moment they're just not doing it, so in part that's psychological, looking to give them the confidence to do it, the repetition of doing it in training, and you know, we just keep working at it to try and get it right.
It's been a little bit of a while since you've last tasted victory. Is this it's a big test of your resolve and character as for you and Rossi as managers, as how you're dealing with this, I suppose, poor run of form?
There's no question about our resolve. So it's a test in terms of, because obviously when you're faced with a little bit of adversity, you have to respond to it. But there's no question about our resolve and our capabilities to respond to it. I've highlighted three of those five games where we haven't won, where we've absolutely dominated the opposition in the other two games. In the other two games that we had, which were Doncaster and Mansfield, we weren't good enough. But in the other three games, we weren't good enough in both boxes, but yet the performances were still good. It's a test in terms of all of us as a group about responding and nipping this in the bud, because out of nowhere suddenly we find ourselves talking about not having won in five, yet the performances in relation to the first six games haven't changed. What's changed is we haven't taken our chances, and we've given a couple of chances too easily to the opposition. So we've got to address that, and the players have got to tighten the screws, which I've been doing and working with Rossi and doing very, very hard to make sure that, you know, everybody is at 100% at the races, which even if you're 99% at the races, you're going to get punished like we did today.
And looking forward to Tuesday night against Morecambe. Long trip, but you tend to do better on the road. another chance to turn things around and fix things?
Yeah, it's not a question about whether we're at home or being on the road. Like I said, it's highlighting what we said there in relation to the chances that we need to be taking. Yeah, it's good to have a game coming up quickly because, like I said, there's nothing, you know, there's detail to work out on the training ground which you can do in a short space of time. It's not big things. We're not conceding bundles of chances. We're not creating any chances. We're just not being clinical enough, like I said, in both boxes, which, you know, is almost a psychological thing more than anything else.